companies like Ricoh and Exploride. Among entrepreneurs, equity and reward funding are most popular. Note that in India, crowdfunding is not legal through the equity route. In this course, we will explain reward crowdfunding through a case study. SquareOff is an Indian startup that has raised 1.6 crores from 799 backers. Step 3 is the pre-campaign prep. Before you take the campaign live, you need to work out three things: budget, logistics, and your media plan. Welcome to the course on understanding term sheet. An investment is guided by many terms and clauses, and all these terms and clauses are included in a document called the term sheet. Simply put, term sheet is a letter of intent that is typically extended by the investors. The purpose of the term sheet is to detail out all the rights, responsibilities, and obligations of both the founders and the investors. Term sheet is not legally binding and is open for negotiations and discussions. In this course, we will study all terms included in a typical angel and venture capital investment term sheet. We will also discuss how to negotiate the terms in order to safeguard your interest as a founder. Let us begin right away. Hold on. Term sheet is not legally binding. Once the term sheet is finalized and signed, lawyers convert it into a legally binding contract called the shareholders agreement or the SHA. Now, how does one make an SHA legally binding? Simple, by paying stamp duty and registering it. The investment money is transferred into the company's bank account only after the SHA is signed by the investors and the founders. We hope this course serves as a guide for understanding and negotiating term sheets. See you. Are you an incubator manager?